Islamic countries are getting a really rude awakening right now too, and it's really nice to see the pushback. So first Islamic country that we need to talk about is New York, and then we're gonna move to England, because in New York, you know how Zoran Mamdani is like, we're gonna make all the things free now and we're just gonna tax the rich. Well, look at his new scheme. This is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
So you want to see dickhead moves?
This is the biggest dickhead move you'll ever see. This is honestly insane. It's insane, and there's no way he's gonna get away with this.
Check this out. They just installed these signs.
Well, they need money from the country, right? They need money from the people. So they install new parking signs. You're not allowed to park here now unless you have the little fucking ticket, the gay ticket that, you know, you have to leave the restaurant that you're at in the middle to go and put another fucking quarter in before the meter maid decides to rape you. All right. So the reality is, all right, we pay taxes. I still think this is insane. We pay taxes and then we have to pay to park on the street that we pay for with our taxes. Literally roll over and let them rape you. Socialist utopia, right? So anyway, the reality is, Zoran Mamdani keeps talking about free shit and stuff. And there he is installing all these new signs, parking signs. Oh, absolutely, you need to pay for parking on literally every fucking street in the entire city. So I'm really glad that they added all these signs. But here's the real kicker. They added the signs, and then the people that were parked there before the signs were added retroactively all got tickets. This is fucking evil.
2 days ago, this whole street has never had parking.
That's right.
And there might have been cars that have been parked here since Sunday or Monday.
Right, so there were cars here from before the new signs were put up.
Tuesday.
And every single car has a ticket.
In their cars all day. Look at every single car.
Look at that.
All have tickets.
Isn't that crazy? Wow, look at that, dude.
Single one.
Holy shit, bro.
Here's where they were going to put the sign. But they just decided, but not.
Boom. This is crazy.
Boom.
Boom. Wow, you get what you're voted for, I guess. But that's brutal.
Boom.
That's right. This is what we do, ladies and gentlemen. We make you work hard, and then we trick you and rape you and force you to pay money to the illegals that we're bringing into the country that aren't working hard so that they could live. That's right. We will tax your children to fund your replacement. Isn't that beautiful? I think it's incredible. All right. I'm so tired of this, bro. Enjoy the equitable parking, comrades. All right. Enjoy your communist utopia. They put up a sign. And then they give tickets to every car on the street. Well, actual fucking evil shit. But there are some other Islamic countries that are really having a hard time. Especially England. England is the latest Islamic country that's truly getting brutalized every single day. So this is wild. You have to look at this article. This is one of the worst articles I've ever seen in my entire life. I'll be real. So I first saw this and I didn't think it was real. I thought it was AI. And then I looked again and I found the original. Why a rise in sexual assaults by Muslims is a price worth paying to end racism. This might be the worst thing I ever read in my entire life. This might be the worst thing I've ever read in my entire life. Quasi-consensual encounters between refugees and white Western women may help with assimilation. That's right. Racism will end if you just let them rape you. The article, it keeps getting worse. Why? Look at this. It's a real article. It's a real article on a real website. Look at this shit. And it's every single page. Increasingly, these encounters result in a mixed race child, a new surname, and a happy future. You see, if you let the migrants rape you, you'll have a mixed race kid, which will bring communities closer together. He slapped my butt while I was out shopping groceries. He simply didn't know how to get my attention at the time. After being sexually assaulted, the woman absorbs the refugee's worldview, witnessing firsthand how Western institutions fail people. What the fuck am I reading? They describe the rape crisis as lasting love and say, for years, the right-wing media cultivated an image that the refugees hypersexualize and violent, and that's a bad thing. Then they go on to say that white women being with brown men breaks their own implicit racism and that they are apparently born with. That's right. White people are born with implicit racism. And only way to break that is to let them get raped by a Muslim. Isn't that beautiful? It finishes with support great journalism. This is the worst thing ever. And this is a real article. This is an actual real article. And it exists. It's a real article that actually, I can't believe this is real. This is a real article on a Western outlet. The piece argues that quasi-consensual encounters between refugees and Western women, like awkward flirtations and rape, are great. This is insanity. I cannot believe this is a real article. I think we need to conquer England. You know, after we're done toppling the Cuba regime, we need to go to England and figure out what the fuck is going on over there. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I can't believe this is real. I quite literally can't believe this is real. And these are the leftists. These are the believe all women leftists. These are the all men are rapists leftists. Understand what we're doing here, man. Holy fuck. All right. So Rupert Lowe, currently running for the base right wing party, in England, he went on the BBC and they just started asking him questions like, you know, you're being propagandist, you're against rape or something. And he responded very well.
But in response to Daisy's point about Elon Musk and Twitter, I would ask you, what is the BBC? It's a state monopoly pumping out state cant.
True.
It's no different.
Right. Well,
it's a monopoly.
Literally just British politics propaganda hub. All right, that's the BBC, the British Broadcasting Cucks. And they're just going to sit there and they're going to yell and they're going to scream about how actually having Muslims rape you increases the family bond.
I would disagree on that with you, most vociferously. But Rupert, there is
it's an establishment monopoly, nothing else.
It's a public broadcaster. This is regulated by Ofcom. That's a very
it's regulated by the government. The government that lets in infinite migrants to rape your children. Cool.
Different from having social media platforms.
Yes. We're on it now, Rupert.
What a regulator Ofcom is, Daisy. What a regulator they are.
They did a fantastic job, didn't they? And when articles like the one I just showed you get pushed out, you wonder how it happened. All right, so apparently, this is what's going on in England right now. Look at this. Look at that. Did you see that? Did you see that?
All right, look, you tried to trip him. Hold on.
Any comments, Sadiq?
Those were just a lot of British people, okay? Because they have passports, which makes them just as British as me and you. Okay? This is Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London. A Muslim, of course, obviously. Obviously, you thought that the mayor of London wouldn't be a Muslim.
Misinformation, disinformation, and lies out there that gives an impression that London isn't safe.
Really?
It's a lie. There are lies out there.
It's disinformation.
Disinformation that England, that London isn't safe, okay? If you just ignore the epidemic of child rape, you know, it'll look a lot cleaner and better.
Then what's this?
These rioters were responding to a TikTok trend encouraging link up.
Wow.
That's nice. Look at that. Just some mostly peaceful arson.
Algorithms. Some of these algorithms amplify hate.
Oh, yeah. The algorithms are at it again. Elon Musk made a tweet on Twitter.
Must be Donald Trump lying.
It's really important to counter the propaganda coming from President Trump.
That's right. It's Trump's fault that Muslims are raping British children in England. Absolutely. I can't believe Trump would do this. It's honestly diabolical. It's truly insane. Muslim rape gangs raping British children. I can't believe Trump would have sanctioned this. Unfathomable. By the way, this is what they do every single time, all right? They're the victims everywhere. Muslims are the victims when they rape you in England. Muslims are the victims when they commit terrorism in Iran. Muslims are the victims when they start a war in Gaza and lose. Right? Muslims are the victims. I hope you have to know that. You have to be aware. Muslims are the victims. Muslims sometimes are the victims in real life, but this is a boy cry wolf situation. When are you ever going to believe them? Right? When they cry victim on literally everything. They said that we were genociding them in Iran. We're not fucking genociding anyone in Iran. But like, your words mean nothing anymore. Literally nothing.
None of this is happening.
It's not true. It's Donald Trump lies. Look at all that Donald Trump lies. Oh my God, dude.
It's all just disinformation.
It's propaganda. It's Elon Musk's algorithm.
From America.
A lot of this misinformation, disinformation, and lies comes from the United States of America.
Because it's America's fault that Muslims are raping children and people are upset about it. Normally, people would be like, you know what? I don't actually mind. I don't actually mind. It's okay, actually. And now that America's involved, people are upset about it.
Because when I look at this...
Is that what they're doing?
So
they're
Shake Shack's
barricading
theirs.
Oh, wow.
I
immediately think textbook example of a progressive diverse city.
I recognize
true, actually.
Why you're a mono-ethnic populist. You may have a problem with a...
You're an ethnic populist. All right, I love when people do this. Like, everyone's hilarious. Like, Trump is an ethnic populist, so therefore he only likes white Christians. Also, he's owned by the Jews. I absolutely love it. Like, you have nothing. You have nothing, man.
Progressive, diverse, successful city like
We're such a progressive, diverse, and successful city. They get a taste of all cultures. They get British cuisine. they get Indian cuisine, and they get raped by a Pakistani man. All forms of different cultures coming together.
London.
Look at that. Oh shit, I just realized I am an American journalist that is promoting this too. Sadiq Khan, am I lying also now? Am I an enemy? Oh man, all the disinformation I tell you about how, you know, Pakistani rape gangs are raping children. It's fucking unacceptable, man. And it's just like, well, I guess we just have to let it happen. This is literally the leftist policy. The leftist policy is don't actually judge these people harshly. Be soft on crime. Let them keep doing it.
One of my jobs is to talk about city, but to rebut the lies and the nonsense about London.
Oh, it's a peaceful utopia, source. Just trust me, bro.
Back on coming with you.
What the fuck?
It's just a fact.
Just a fact. Look how peaceful, overwhelmingly peaceful, I would say.
That London is just far safer than not just any major city in the United States of America.
Yeah, while that might be technically true, Sadiq might not want to interrogate further as to the reason why.
Make sure our diplomats...
what was the stats?
Might not want to interrogate further as to...
All right, roughly 50-60% known homicide offenders in the U.S., the most reliably trained gun crime category... are black. Oh, shit, fuck, stop. I didn't think he was going there. This holds available recent years. Black offenders whose race are 56.4%. Yeah, all right. All right, we got it. We got it. 13%, 56%. All right, we got it.
The reason why.
Make sure our diplomats have the facts at their disposal to rebut the concerns people have from amplifiers of misinformation. They believe that. We've got to address that because sometimes perception can be reality.
I love how leftist discourse at this point is just like, we're just going to say things. They're not, it doesn't matter if they're not true. We're just going to say things. These are the talking points. Yes, men are women and Muslim rape gangs are not raping girls and England is safe. You know, like they just lie. They just lie. And they'll, I reject your reality and substitute my own. This is literally leftist politics.
All this is just perception.
Actually, Sonic the Hedgehog would agree with me.
It's not reality. Okay.
It's American misinformation.
But wait until you hear about how the diversity is our greatest strength crowd responded. Gold has hit all.
Yeah, the diversity is actually our greatest strength, which is why we need to get raped. It helps.
Whoa, back under.
It helps a lot. If you're not familiar, it could actually connect us on a much deeper level. Did you not see the article that was published by some British company about how getting raped actually makes our bond stronger?
And then. London now.
Jesus Christ, man. But what is going on?
Yeah, funny how times change.
I agree. Fucking ridiculous.
All right, let you touch him. You're trying to trip him.
This is just racism talking. Just racism. We disregard your racism.
And it all happened in Clapham, which is in Wandsworth. Sadiq Khan having awarded Wandsworth the title of London's Borough of Culture.
Well, it is true. This is where the foreign cultures go, I guess. Yep.
Wait, what type of culture is this?
Stand there. I love how leftists are like, rape culture is bad. Now let's import infinite rapists. Like, these people should be jailed. They should literally be put into work camps. I'm not even exaggerating. All right. Either deported or in work camps. It's unacceptable. You cannot live in a society like this.
Feral urban nihilism. People had to be locked inside shops for their own safety. Shoppers were very scared. There was one lady with a pram and a baby. She was terrified. But according to leftists, this is just normal school holiday.
I mean, to be fair, this is just the culture of the places they import. I mean, in Somalia, this would be normal, so.
Quality.
Well, you know, the hunt for the M&S speckled egg cookies has gone a bit too far. I mean, it's the school holidays. You get these stories every time all these kids...
I love how leftists are just like, oh, it's just kids being kids. Oh, so what? A bunch of kids got raped. kids these days getting raped by 70-year-old Muslims. Oh, this is insane. And no, it's not all Muslims, but it's enough of them to be an issue.
I'm not sure you do.
You do.
This is not a video you see every
year. Black-clad mobs of hundreds of aggressive feral youths terrifying ordinary people and causing rampant chaos happens every weekend.
This happens every weekend in Soho. There are these, like, fashion...
deport them. What do we do? You don't need to live like that. This isn't normal. It's not normal. And they try so hard to try to convince you it's normal.
What?
There are these fashion pop-ups, and you should see the scenes. There are these kids in, like, you know, groups of, you know, maybe 80 or 90 of them just rushing up and down Greek and Frith Street and in Soho Square. Like, this isn't new. Kids have always been...
They're stomping on cop cars, breaking their windshields, throwing boulders through windows, all right? They're vandalizing stores. They're stealing things. Oh, what are we talking about? This is not acceptable. Our culture... Our Western civilization is based on biblical values. Thou shalt not steal is pretty fucking basic. All right, what are we doing here?
Excuses for degeneracy.
Yeah, doesn't...
Correct.
Doesn't happen where I live in the Cotswolds.
Wonder why that is.
It does happen in Clapham, where 74% of people under the age of 20 are non...
Coincidence, it's a coincidence. Disregard reality and substitute it with your own.
Why? Wonder what the difference could possibly be.
Right.
The fact that they think this is a perfectly...
Some retard really is going to say, like, oh, actually, it's different socioeconomic policies. You do realize the socioeconomics are just different. Yeah, all right, dude.
Acceptable, prosaic part of living in a diverse society. Shows that they're perfectly content to allow parts of the UK to resemble South African levels of low-trust bedlam. While simultaneously... somehow championing it all as our greatest strength.
Hey man, what's going on? What's going on? What happened here? What's going on? What's going on?
Still, so long as Labour MPs can grin like idiots while claiming London is safe, because they can still do silly little dances in the streets.
Ah, the liberal white woman, the nucleus of the cancer.
Doesn't that alone prove it's safe?
Sure. I love how leftist logic is, I'm a woman, and I'm ugly, and I wasn't raped, so therefore, rape just doesn't happen.
It took days for Clapham's MP to even comment on the disorder. Presumably, she thinks a lack of reparations is to blame.
The call for reparations is grounded in international law.
Oh my fucking god, these people need to leave. Hi, we're the third world. We're gonna vote that you have to give us money forever. Sorry, signed, retards.
Racism persists because
oh my God,
has
dude.
Never been repaired.
Strange how newspapers
play
out all the faces of those responsible while leaving one random white person's face crystal clear. They're even claiming that the riots were justified because a relative handful of police made a vain effort to stop them.
Huh? Watching black teenagers being racially profiled, detained and searched because they don't want to leave a baseball, basketball pitch and police can't keep their hands in themselves. Racism.
Yeah, trying to prevent criminals from committing crimes is now an act of institutional racism.
Is it a situation where we've seen with sort of like many of the marches recently where... many of these youngsters involved were black youngsters. Are the police still wary of that accusation of racism?
Oh, well, I suspect so.
That is why you have to fucking shut down the whole narrative. Is racism bad? Yeah. Do I care if you call me a racist? No, not at all. Also, is racism even bad, though? Like, let's be honest here. Like, I would say racism is just hating different race, and I do think that's bad. But discrimination is based as fuck, actually, and you're never going to convince me not. Discrimination is awesome. Discrimination keeps you alive.
Now, that's why stop and search figures have plummeted in recent years. It's why police officers tell me on a weekly basis they don't want to do stop and search.
There it is. Police officers afraid to arrest migrants or because, you know, they'll be called racist and that's so bad.
Because they're afraid of an accusation.
It's fucking awful. It's literally just tying their hands up, not letting them do anything.
Of racism.
What a nightmare.
Which could blight or even... end their career.
The scenes are the latest in a trend in which large groups of teenagers run riot through shops and high streets. Last month, footage showed hooded teenagers, running through the streets of Wolverhampton, hurling eggs at buses and pedestrians.
Dude, how is this acceptable? Like, how is this even remotely acceptable? And then the police are scared to do anything, because the retard Eurocucks are going to call them racist.
It's also happening in Birmingham. With the chaos now spreading to other parts of London.
Guess who's live you're watching?
Reinhardt!
A former Met police detective warned that this is all an ominous indication that major UK cities could see mass rioting and looting this summer.
Well, if we look back over recent years, we've had these trends of large groups of young people going into shops, often shoplifting. You might remember the trend that was called steaming from some years ago. And this is a recurring thing. But there's deeper concerns.
You know what would stop if you just jailed like a couple hundred of them, right? You know, like if you just took a couple hundred of them and put them in a work camp, it would solve it. No, it would really solve the issue immediately. These people are just gigantic pussies.
About this recent activity, because I think the pathetically low number of arrests that have been made just shows that there's not enough police officers on the street to deal with these.
And they're not willing. They're not willing. They're putting the career in jeopardy because they're arresting someone that they'll be called racist for.
And as history has taught us, if you empower people who are getting up to criminal behavior, their behavior will only get worse.
Obviously.
It will only be repeated.
Duh.
And my concerns are, if this isn't nipped in the bud, we're soon going to see a repeat of the dreadful rioting of 2011.
This week, it was revealed that police failed to solve 92% of burglaries across the country.
Oh my God, dude. It's a nightmare. Anarchy. Dude, this is why you need law and order. You need a country to actually have laws. England is fucking killing itself here.
92%. Across a third of neighborhoods in England and Wales, not a single break-in was
saved.
Fewer than 1 in 100 mobile phone thefts led to a suspect being charged. That's Meanwhile, true. Thousands of people across the country every single year are still being charged for offensive social media posts.
Wow, dude, it's just so radicalizing. They actually fucking hate us. They hate us so badly. This is why the soft on crime shit doesn't work. Quite literally. They need work camps for all these people. They need to take 100, 200 of these guys, put them in a work camp. All right, make them work for 2-3 months in a work camp. Just 2-3 months. You know, repay the damage that they've done to the state. And then this will all stop very quickly. And people will cry and people will scream racism. People will say slavery. And you know what you're going to say? You're going to say, I don't give a fuck. And it completely shuts down the narrative. This is why you just have to fucking not care.